You know him as one half of the Umbilical Brothers. Now, Shane Dundas is bringing his one-man comedy show to Adelaide Fringe. He joins me now on the phone to talk about it. Shane, thank you so much for joining me.
Pleasure. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. How are you going?
Yeah, fine. Excited. Very excited.
And are you able to tell us about your show?
Yeah, sure. It's called Believe, and it's about a guy who's pretty alien to stand-up, trying to do a stand-up show. Funny that.
Yes.
So imagine, the sense of it is, imagine if an alien came to Earth and he had to do a stand-up show. He's trying to tick all the boxes that you're expected to tick in a traditional stand-up show, but it's not like a traditional stand-up. It comes out as something weird and different. So it's essentially how the Umbilical Brothers apply their sense of humour to slapstick. I'm just applying that same sense of humour to stand-up.
So is this character you in any way?
It's completely me, yeah. And I am a bit of an alien. I mean, I can physically play an alien if need be. I've played all kinds of weird things. But, yeah, it's always been a terrifying thing because in a duo, you've got your mutual security blanket there the whole time.
Yeah.
But when you're by yourself, it's completely up to you, and it's up to me to get the audience to believe in me as a stand-up. But also, at the same time, can they believe what I'm saying? And it's sort of, part of it addresses that sort of post-truth world that we're living in. People are prepared to believe in you. If they can believe in you, they're prepared to believe anything you say, even if it becomes pretty obvious that you're just talking rubbish. So this little mind game I want to play with the audience.
And you've spent your whole career alongside David, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you think you'll go without him?
Oh, look, I have done this show. Every couple of years, I try this show and I tune it up because it's a very weird, unusual performance. And it's worked and not worked and worked and not worked, but I think I'm at the point where I can make it work. So it's been terrifying so far, but I've just reached the excited stage. It's taken a while, but I'm finally excited, and that's a much better way to feel, that's for sure.
Yeah. What kind of stories will you be telling in the gig?
Well, I'll be talking about where I come from, which is Canberra, which is a weird place. And you know, does Canberra even exist, really? Unless you've been there, it doesn't look real. It looks like that town in The Truman Show, you know, that movie, The Truman Show. And it kind of feels that way, too. So the angle I'm taking is, well, it's a fantasy. It's just a created fantasy. The Parliament House, it's a building built into the side of a hill. It's basically Hobbit Supreme Headquarters, if you think about it. So stuff like that, you know, it's like I'm talking about the regular stuff a stand-up would talk about, but from a weird angle.
I'm speaking with Shane Dundas. He's talking about his upcoming show, Believe. And you've toured comedy around the whole world. I'm curious to know, what country do you think has the best sense of humour?
Well, everyone connects on the similar levels. Certainly everyone has an inner child. So if you get childish in the right kind of way, that connects to everyone. But different countries like different stuff more. I think, surprisingly, Germany likes slapstick.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, you do. If you fall over, they love it. I'm not sure what that's Schadenfreude, isn't it? Like, that, you know, taking pleasure in other people's misfortunes, but in a funny way. And what it was, Holland, they like weird stuff. Weird non sequiturs, and you know, you go off on tangents. They like that stuff. America, they like it if it's got more of a story to it, you know, more of a narrative, so they've got something to hold on to.
Oh.
Whereas the Dutch will go, I don't care if I have no idea what's going on right now. So it's different countries for different things, but everyone connects to a human cartoon. If you're sort of playing a physical cartoon character, everyone seems to connect to that.
What country do you think would have the worst sense of humour?
Well, for us, I don't know if they have the worst sense of humour, but the response was Belgium. Belgium, yeah, yeah, and it's just right next to Holland. You know, you're in Holland and they're all going, oh, that's just so funny, yeah, yeah. And then you go about 10 kilometres into Belgium and they just, for most of the show, we've done shows, and they've just been quiet the whole show. And we've gone, oh, my God, we're really bombing. And then at the end of the show, they give you a standing ovation. They just, that was the funniest thing I've ever seen. And you're kind of going, well, what happened? And apparently they don't like to interrupt the show by laughing. So they just laugh on the inside. And that doesn't help a comedian at all.
No. That's probably what you're daunting at your gig in Adelaide for this time.
Yeah, yeah, please don't laugh on the inside if you come. If you're Belgian, try to bring it out. Just try and be a real Belgian extrovert. That would help me.
And is there anything else you like doing in Adelaide while you're here?
Well, I like staring at the weird reflections in the mall sculpture. You know, the reflective one.
In the mall balls.
The mall balls. That's them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just looking at the mall balls are good. I wander into what else do I do? I wander into memorabilia shops, and you know, you've got a couple of nice kind of weird movie memorabilia shops there. So I just wander in there, and I think it provides indirect inspiration to play fantasy creatures and characters and just make things not too real.
And is there anything else that you would like to add, Shane?
Come along and don't expect too much mime and sound effects, which is what the umbilicals do. Having said that, I do get very physical, so it's not going to be like your grandpa's stand-up show. It's going to be someone taking stand-up from a very different angle. And it will get physical, and I will make a few noises, but they're not going to be in the way you expect.
It sounds very interesting. Shane, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, it's a pleasure.